1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Things have gotten so bad in Colorado, they're letting the batting instructor fly the charter.
Wait, what?
Did you see this story?
No.
The FAA is investigating. The batting coach for the Rockies, they were going to Toronto, was in the cockpit of the airplane, sitting in the pilot's seat, you know, doing the...
Is he a licensed pilot?
He's a batting instructor, Brian.
Well, he could also be a pilot.
He is not. The flight crew has been suspended,
Yeah. And
the FAA is investigating. The batting coach has apologized. Yeah, look it up. There he is.
Maybe he wanted to try a different job because, you know,
no.
The Rockies ain't hitting.
Well, because he's such a good batting instructor, we thought we'd let him try and fly the plane.
Well, he couldn't be any worse than...
Well, it's maybe like that story Robin told where who was driving the bus and they just got up and started walking down.
Jerry Kramer.
Jerry Kramer
told us about
oh,
that.
Yeah.
That was Jim Taylor was supposed to be driving the bus and he just got up and walked down and greeted everyone
while the bus is flying down the highway.
It's a back so, county highway in the Green Bay area.
Yeah. So did you look up the story, Tim? There's a picture of the batting instructor in the cockpit.
For the Rockies?
Yeah. Yeah. He's sitting in the cockpit. It was on national news Saturday morning. It was like the second story.
Boy, they've been shut out 3 times in their last 7 games.
Maybe it's time for him to change locations.
He's
now, in their defense.
4 runs in their last 3.
In their defense, the flight crew did say it was on autopilot.
He just wants some pictures taken or what?
The FAA is investigating
yes,
it now.
Yes, right. The flight crew has been suspended. The Rockies have apologized. The batting coach has apologized. But the Rockies say they will take no further action. That's it. We'll apologize.
It goes to the power of sports and the glazed over eyes of sports fans. These guys are flying the Rockies, who suck somewhere.
They're going to Toronto.
And they do this to and it jeopardizes their careers.
United Airlines spokesperson, quote, "We are deeply disturbed by what we saw in that video."
You didn't even let a good batting instructor fly the plane.
From a good team.
Right.
It's not like they're flying the Dodgers around or who's better.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Yeah.
When do you think the flight crew said, that was probably not a good idea? When they saw it on social media? Because yeah, that's where the picture turned up. Was
yeah,
on
they
social,
put a, forget social they put a, media. That's,
they put a video on there.
Yeah, right. There's a video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he said his now deleted social media post said, quote, "Had some fun in the cockpit on our flight from Denver to Toronto.
Yeah.
Thanks to the captain and first officer of our United Charter that allowed me this great experience."
You don't put that on social media. Oh, I already did.
"We are deeply disturbed by what we saw in that video, which appears to show an unauthorized person in the flight deck at cruise altitude while the autopilot was engaged."
Now, in their defense,
suppose if some airline pilots came down to the dugout and wanted to
take a couple of swings.
Yeah.
No, they'd look at him. No, you can't go out there and hit.
Mm-hmm. During batting practice. Warm-ups.
Oh, batting practice, that's a different story.
You think?
But that wasn't warm-ups. They were 35,000 feet in the air. And it was a bona fide jet
I don't
liner.
Think they let them do it during warm-ups either.
During warm-ups, like when they're stretching on the field?
Yeah, I don't think they'd let some guys come out of the stands.
I don't know. Russell Wilson was down there taking some hacks yesterday, smacking
them. Russell Wilson, an athlete.
I think it has to be, I want to take a couple of cuts in a game. That was game time they were in when that plane is in the air.
I think that's...
That is not warm-ups.
Yeah, but I think they wouldn't even allow them to do it in warm-ups. Which makes the whole game time situation More egregious.
Yeah. Brian, think about the differences, though. I mean, we're talking about life or death, taking BP, you know, an hour before the game. This is just sitting right in the cockpit while you're at cruising altitude.
They wouldn't allow someone else to do something non-lethal. Why did they give up? I can't understand that.
Are other batting instructors around the major
Now, if you just didn't put
leagues,
this on social media, we would have never known.
We would have never known. And I was going to say, have batting instructors been flying the airplanes forever? You know, like, this is no big deal. We do this all the time. Just don't post it.
Maybe.
So I think they closed the – now I think what's going to happen is the door is going to be closed, and it's going to stay closed, even on the charters.
Yeah.
And he's not even a good batting instructor. The Rockies
They're the
are
worst
terrible.
Team in the National League. They got fans taking away walk-off homers.
How did the meeting go on Monday after that weekend?
Where, in Rockies headquarters or the airline's headquarters?
At the Rockies headquarters. Probably doesn't need to be said, but nobody really should be flying the team plane except for the pilots.
Yeah. They call him Bam Bam. I believe that is his nickname, the hitting coach. Bud Black said, Bam Bam, he apologized. I can't really comment any further because of what is being called an investigation of the matter. As far as Bam Bam goes, he apologized to the Rockies, apologized to United, apologized to the team.
I'd like to hear that apology to the team.
Sorry.
Got caught up in the moment.
Come on.
Hey, attention, Colorado Rockies. This is the batting instructor. I am deeply sorry about that episode on the airline coming into Toronto. I hope you can all forgive me.
We think he was making announcements while he was flying the plane.
We'll be arriving in Toronto in about 25 minutes. We hope you're enjoying your flight.
There's got to be an FAA regulation that isn't being cited in this story.
I bet there's a lot of them. Yeah, our baseball fan Todd says, deeply disturbed, have they seen the team hit?
It's not even a capable hitting instructor.
I would have loved if Bud Black met when he met with the media. Bam Bam apologized. His job is not in jeopardy because of that. His job's in jeopardy because we suck.
Well, Bud's got to be a little puckered right now too. Like, well, show me the door too, right?
How long has Bud Black been in Colorado? I've been thinking about. I've never been to Denver, so I was thinking about. Oh, he's been the manager since 17. Oh yeah, he's definitely puckered.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting up there, see my Nationals play do my old patented day trip, fly up for the game, fly home after the game.
Sure, yeah. Hub for Southwest, right? You could probably get there pretty easily.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can get there. I can get there in and out pretty easily. I've never flown. There was one. So Southwest is my normal go-to, but there was one of the cheaper airlines, not Spirit. I think it was Frontier. That had a cheaper flight, and I'm like, do I want to do it, or do I just want to stick with the old Southwest that I trust? But yeah, I would think Bud Black's probably in some hot water. First 2 years he was in Colorado, they made the playoffs, and since then they have not. 5 years in a row, so yeah, I think Bud Black's, maybe he'll be sitting there flying the plane like, well, I'm going to have to go out, might as well go out this way.
Fly in the plane. I saw that Saturday morning and was like, oh my gosh, are you serious?